Now let me move on. I'm reading now verse 8. Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. And he's speaking of the fact that they were idolaters. That Galatian country, there in Asia Minor, I've been into those cities where the seven churches were and some other cities there. My, how they were given over to idolatry, how they were given over to the worship of idols. And Paul calls them by nature that are no gods. In fact, of the matter is, the way Paul spoke of them is that they were nothings. The idols are vanities, as he called them, are nothings. They're just nothing. And he says they're speechless. He calls them again in 1 Corinthians, he calls them dumb idols. They're not only nothing, but they're a nothing that say nothing. And two zeros are pretty much like nothing, by the way. And Paul says, they're not real. They can't make themselves real to you. Now Paul says, but now after that ye have known God, or rather unknown of God, that's the important thing that he knows us, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage. Now Paul is saying here that to go into the law and to make it an idol is just same as idolatry. Paul says you came out of idolatry and now you're coming back into idolatry by the law. He says here, ye observe days and months and times and years. Paul, you remember, said to the Colossians in 2:16, see that no one judge you in respect to a Sabbath day. Well, I am not judged in that, only by the Lord Jesus. Very frankly, I'm making this tape on a Sunday morning. I have very few Sundays now that I'm not preaching. And when I'm not preaching, I love to come down to the radio headquarters. No one is here. And I just sit here in my study, as I'm doing right now, and I make this tape. And it blesses my own heart, my own life. And this here means I'm not observing any days. You observe days and months. Now, months here means like the new moons that they were observing in that day. And you remember they did it in time of the kings, and the prophets warned them against them. And it says, and times, rather seasons, and that means the feasts. And God had given them seven feasts, but they all had pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in years, and years, of course, would refer to the sabbatic years. In other words, that would put them completely back under the law. And very frankly, if you're going to adopt a Sabbath day today, that is Saturday, and observe it, then you ought to take the whole ball of wax, which would include a sabbatic year, would include the new moon and months, you see. And it would include also the year of Jubilee. All of that comes in the same package, and it's very difficult to take something out and not take all of it if you're going to take the law. James, you remember, said, you break it in one little point, you're guilty of all of it. That is, you're guilty of being a law breaker. And Christians today, we recognize certain days and months and times and years. But very candidly, one day is just like any other day. There's no difference as far as God is concerned. We put an emphasis on certain things. But let's be very careful that we recognize that any other day is just as great a day to worship God and praise Him as Christmas is, or Thanksgiving, or Easter. Every day ought to be an Easter. Every day ought to tell us He came back from the dead. My everyday ought to be a holiday for a believer, you see. And this idea of trying to observe certain things, going through certain rituals, my friend, it has no value. Don't misunderstand. I believe in celebrating Christmas and Easter, but it's not an idol. I'm not worshiping these things, and I trust you are not. Now he says in verse 11, I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. And he's saying here in a very nice way that I think maybe I wasted my time among you. You see, what he's saying is to turn to the law. Now that they've been saved by grace, it's the same as returning to their former idolatry. Ye have known God, not by law, but by faith in Christ.